good stuff. We got a lot of tutorials and comments in there. Yesterday I ran through their tutorials again, and so if I want to do a file new, I do file new project. Okay. And I want to make sure, as I've said before, that I'm in Windows and all that good stuff. And I'm going to browse and put this, I guess, on the H drive. And I'm going to call it in class A or something like that. So what I need to do now is look at my data sources, and I can see if there are any data sources there, and there aren't any listed. So I can say add new data source. Okay, so I'm saying that I want to add a new data source, and I can go to the database. Now, if you're doing this at home, you won't see service and object there, I believe. I think you just see database. And then I pick, so database. And then I pick data set. And why is that flipping up? And then I pick data set. And then I pick new connection. Okay, so new connection is going to allow you to pick the service that you want, the database source. So I want this one, but if it's not there, you click on change and you do Microsoft SQL Server database file. But that's what's already there. Then you go into browse and you go look for the database. Okay. And I may have picked the wrong drive. I've got too many copies of too many things. But if you can find your database, there'll be a slight pause while I try to find my database. What did I do with it? There is a version, at least, of a database. So I don't much care what one I use, so I'll use this one. This is a version of it, and I can just click on this. Okay, so I'm clicking on that and saying open, and then I want to make sure that it can find it all right, so I click on test connection, and it succeeded. Okay, and that's what I want to make sure, because I don't want to go on further and find out that the connection wasn't there. Okay, and again, these are the two things that you're providing, is that we're using SQL Server and that's the database that we want to use. Okay, so now I say okay, and then I go on to okay on down there, and it shows the database, and I pick next. Okay, this one is the yes-no question that comes up. And the yes-no question is, would you like to copy the file to your project and modify the connection? If you copy the data file to your project, it will be copied to the project's output directory each time you run. which means that if I make any changes to the database, it's not going to keep them. It will look like it saved them, but then when I close it and reload it, that changes aren't going to be there. And they make the point that in a textbook, the yes means that at least the database is going to be sent with your project when you send it to the instructor. But if you want to be able to update, you want to be able to use the no. And if you use the no, then you have to make sure you send me the database and so that I can open it, okay? So I'm going to pick no, even though I'm not doing anything, so I pick no to that. So actually, and then, I hope I didn't mess things up because I hit the wrong button. Now this is the database that I have. Okay, so I click on tables, I click on donor, I can then decide what I want as part of the database. So I'm going to just take them all. So I'm going to click on donor at the top, and that means I take them all. If I don't want all the fields, then I just click on the ones I want. But if I'm going to allow changes to be made to the fields, then I really need to be able to have all of the fields available if I'm talking about changing records. And so then I do a finish. Okay, so there's the data, donor data set, and here's my form. And I can drag this donor over to here. And when you do it that way, as opposed to the way that we looked at on Tuesday, what you get is, number one, it shows you the data as you're doing it, but number two, you get this lovely menu up here that lets you do adds, changes, and deletes. Okay? So by dragging it over from the data sources, you get that flexibility. And let's say I want to make this a full size. I can click on, I don't want to click on it. I want to click on it, but not that way. And I go down and I find Doc. And when I find Doc, I click on the middle thing, and that makes it full size. Okay. Now again, notice all of the work that's happening behind the scenes. I've got the data set, the binding source, the table adapter manager, the donor binding navigator. It is doing a lot for me behind the scenes. So now if I run this, okay, so there are my records. Now, I can now navigate my way through the records, because I go 1 through 7. I can go to the end. Okay, and see the last record. I can go forward one, forward another one, back one. I can navigate all around on this. If I click on state, it automatically orders it by state. Okay, so if I click on a field, it automatically orders it. And if I click on the field again, then it reverses the order. It's still in order, but it reverses the order. So just clicking on the field gives me the order, okay? Then I can go in and I can say, okay, no, I want it in order by ID number, and I'm going to add a record. So I can go in and add a record. And I never remember what the day or month comes first. So my favorite dates have digits on 12, dates under 12, so that I don't have to remember what the days or months come first. So 10, 2017, or whatever. And the goal is $50, and Amy Costa is the, okay. So I've now added the record. So I put a record in there. I click on add. Okay? And it has added the record. Then I also want to click on save data. Because what happens is that when it adds a record, it adds it locally. But if I want to keep it, and we'll see that when we write an update on Tuesday. So if I click on that, what did I just click on? Not what I meant to do. Back to the design. Okay, so now I got out. Let's see if I managed. No. I didn't save it. And I'm not sure that that's not a mess that I, when I was making this before, I did a mess, but I've messed up in two places. So we're gonna try it, and you try it too, please. Go ahead and make one, and be sure to answer no to that question. Clicking on add, and I'm saving the records. And why am I getting this? No, I still didn't get it. Did you all get it? I don't quite know what I did wrong, but I'm going to go back. It's not?
I'm running it and it's saved.
It's saved?
No, I'm using a different database. I'm using donordb.mdf.
You're right.
The last class.
It shouldn't make any difference. Okay. And I suspect that I messed up when I was saying the yes or the no, and then I went back, and I think it didn't probably take. So I'm going to close this and go back in one more time. File, open, a new project. And again, I'm clicking on all these. So now I'll call it in class B. Is yours staying or not?
No.
Okay, so I'm clicking on add new data source, and I'm hitting on database, data set, new connection, and I'm browsing, and it's coming up with that one anyway. Test the connection. Okay. Next. And I'm hitting no. Next. I want to see all of the data in Dona. Finish. Okay. So now I'm dragging Dona over. It's putting up the menu bar. I'm going down and clicking on Dock. to get that. And I'm saying start. So I'm going to, I don't know why I did that. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Ken Richards. To Tremont Street. Braintree. MA 02184. 11/11/2011. 100 Amy Costa. I don't understand why I'm going out to this. No, for some reason I'm not. Are you getting yours all right?
Yes.
I don't know what's happening, why it's going off into that la-la land that it's going off into. But anyway, if you two are getting it, I don't care, because I've done it before. I don't quite understand at all what it's doing. And why I'm getting that, okay, diagnostic tools, maybe that's what it is. Notifications. Why am I getting all those things over on the side? Yeah, now it's... We'll see if that works better. So anyway, if you drag it in from the donor, as opposed to what we did last time, which was we brought the database in and kind of pasted it in, then it works like that. Now, if you start another one, and again, you can go and look in the book, you can drag over fields, as opposed to dragging over the whole database. You can drag over fields. So if I do another file new project, this isn't the one that I found it on. Nope. You'd think I could manage to remember. Anyway, drag it over. I found it a minute ago. Does anybody remember where I found it? VB 2019, yeah, that was it. VB 2019 on the F drive. Remind me, the F drive. And the database for some reason is no longer there. Okay, why have I lost my database? I'm just having a terrible time. Anyway, when you get over here, drag your fields over. I'm gonna just go back and modify. If you drag the fields over, you can drag the fields over one at a time. So try that. Bring up the data find, and as I said, I've got to find out where I left the database, because it is gone from the list that I had a few minutes ago. But if you drag the fields over, then you can create just the fields that you want, and you can set up the form the way you want as well. I can't believe I'm having so much trouble finding the things. I've got too many going.
You know, by the date.
Yes, and these are the dates, and there should be a database on there.
Yeah, 11. Should be.
There should be. Okay, there's one that has a bit database on it, at least. And that's the one we used yesterday. Why isn't it there? I'm going a little bit nuts. I don't think I want to put this recording out there. So have you played around with the field? Okay, so AAA, April, that's the class we were in at 12:30 p.m. That was Tuesday, right?
Yes. In class. I think you said it there. No, it's not there.
Okay, two grids. Bin. Debug.
No.
They were in there, I swear. Weren't they there when we looked at these?
You're trying to load a new project?
I was trying to create a new project. But,
so we start the new project.
Yeah, maybe I should just go and look. So this was at the H drive. Yes, I was trying. I think I was getting ahead of myself. Good point. I was looking to see. I got mad at it. Yes, there it is. So now I'm going to copy that and have it in my little mind that that's where I can get it from. Okay, so this is in which drive?
H
drive, donor two tables, and I can find it there. All right? So now we're going to start a new project. File, new, project, and I'm just going to call this in class D, because I have no idea what happened to C. Okay, was saving it. And that's what I think I did, is I got ahead of myself after I started getting frustrated. Add new data source. So database, data set. New connection, and I want to browse, and I want to, and in fact there's the old one, but I like the H1 better. So I'll go to the H1, AAA, April 9th, two grids, bin, debug, yay, test connection. It just shows you how you can get yourself totally going down a primrose path that was the wrong path even. Okay, so I now have it. And I say okay. Next. And I'm saying no. Next. And I'm bringing up the table. And I've got the three going on here. So I will bring up the drive. Okay, and finish. And so now I've got these fields and I can just drag them over. Honest, I can just drag them over. There. Okay, and notice what that does. Again, it makes the menu. So if I drag the whole thing over, it makes a grid. If I drag the individual pieces over, it just puts in the pieces. So I can drag those over. They come as a unit. You can break them up. You can just click on them and break them up. And so I've got my chair, last year, this year. Okay. And so I've dragged those all over. Now if I do a start, I've got the first record there. Okay, and if I go to the end, because I only have three records there, and I want to add a new one, so I click on the add, and I put 400. I can't spell either. I have no idea. And I save it, and I hopefully have created a new record. And we'll see, since you're doing everything right and I'm doing everything wrong, we will find out if I managed. So I start again, and I now have four, so things are working. I still can't spell. How do you spell safety?
S-A-F-E-T-Y.
S-A-F-E-T-Y. Yeah, I put the E in the wrong place. So now, but that gives me a chance to explore that. If I go back and make the change, okay, and do the save data, and now get out and come back in and go to the fourth record, it has made the changes. Okay, so I can go in and I can change them. The X will also delete records. So I can get rid of the records with the X. Okay. So again, I can set up the form the way I want it to be set up. I can set it up in individual fields, or I can set it up with the grid. I can go in and maintain it by doing the add changes and deletes. Yeah.
Just a quick question on the, so with this record here, if you would have made a mistake with the drive number, it would have created a whole other record?
No. Okay, so let's...
That would be the primary key still, or no?
Yeah, no. Let's try that. If I add another for 400... Okay, and save it, that's when I'm going to get a crash.
Okay.
Because I was trying to add a neck of the record.
So it will not amend the record.
Right. It will let me, if I hit the change, it will let me change the record. But I can't add another one because of the primary key.
Okay.
Okay, so I can't go in and add one because of the primary key. So this lets you go in and play around with this. Then the other one, is if you try to create a new one again, at least we're getting a lot of practice making it. Let's see if I can actually do two in a row. So I'm adding a new data source. I think that's the one I want. Yes. Okay, that doesn't want to. I'm going to go back and just let it accept that. Oh, I think I accepted the wrong one, but anyway. Okay, so. I actually want to go back from that. What I want to do is do the separate fields, separate select, and actually I'll have you look at the pages. There's SQL in here, and it says go into the query builder. So I'm on page 671. So to modify or edit a query used by a data set, open its data set designer file from the Solutions Explorer window. So I'm going to go out and just go in and do it that way rather than setting up a new one. Except that I don't remember where I set it. I'm having a bad day today. Look at 671 and start trying to play with the stuff that is on there. And I want in class D. Okay, so that's setting it up. And it says here, to modify a query used by a data source, open its data set designer file from the Solution Explorer window. And the data set designer file is that XSD one. So you open this XSD, okay? And then you have, whoops. There is the, I clicked on the wrong one. There is, when it comes up, there is the SQL that was written, so fill get data is writing the SQL. Okay, so here, fill get data, if I click on it, not what I wanted to do. Configure, that's what I wanted to do. Click configure, and there is the database. So it's now telling you, select drive number, drive name, drive chair, last year, this year, from the drive table. Okay? So, if I want to put in a where clause on this, I can operate it and say where, let's say, where last year is greater than 1,000. Okay? So I can go in and modify this and come up with an answer. And really, all you need is to hit the finish. Okay? And then if I go in and run this, it should only be showing records that are greater than 1,000. And it is. And if I want to go back and change that to greater than 5,000 and get rid of another record, I can do that. Okay, so I go in here, I go back to fill get data, and I keep clicking on that, and I don't mean to. Right click on fill get data and hit configure. And so I can change this to greater than 5,000 and finish and go back and run it. And I now have only two records because there are only two records that are greater than 5,000. So I now have only two records. So I can then go in, again, I go into the XSD and click on fill get data and then configure. And I can say, well, last year greater than 5,000 and drive number less than 200. Okay, so I can make as complicated a thing as I want here. And I have no idea if this will get me anything. Do the finish. Go back to the form design. Start. And that got me just one record. Okay, because I asked for less than 200. So that got me just one record. So I can go in and change the select any way that I want. Okay. And then you can go in and if you go to the query builder. Yes. So if you go to the query builder, you can cheat, exactly. Okay. So in the query builder, you get to do a select, and you can tell it what fields you want to select. So if I don't want the name, notice it magically disappeared down there. If I decide I want the name back, then it magically comes back. And then I can notice it loves parentheses. Microsoft absolutely adores parentheses because there is absolutely no reason why you would put parentheses around a single condition. Absolutely none. It does nothing for you. And, you know, there it is. Okay, so there are the fields. You can do that. And then the filter on this is on the drive number, I have less than 200 on the filter, so I can write the cheating, as he said, of less than 200. And the last year, I wanted greater than 5,000, so I put that in there. So it basically lets you cheat and come up with, and then you can say, I want to execute the query. Okay, and it comes up right there and gives you the results. You don't even have to go back. So if you have the query builder, you can just go in and test it right there. So play around with that for a minute or two and get some, try building a few and querying a few. You look like you've already done this.
It's like access to, very similar to what we used in 120.
Yeah, yeah. So go build one, and I'm going to say I want drive number, last number, and drive number greater than 5,000. Okay, this one I haven't played with. What about if I want last year greater than 5,000 and either drive number greater than less than 200 or this year less than 1,000 or something like that? Notice you've got a sort order that you can also put it in. So I can come in here and change that. So I can say this year is greater than 2,000. Okay, so I know how to do it that way. Execute query. Okay. First of all, it changed it for me and said, took out the parentheses. It only loves parentheses in certain places, not every place. So it took it out and now got last year greater than 5,000 and drive number, or last year greater than, and that's perfectly fine. I just don't know why it didn't want the either. And so that ends up being, okay. All right, so it's got now under the filter, drive number less than 200. And okay, can you explain that to me?
So the filter and then?
The filter, yes.
So that would be?
Filter has got to be less than 200, except that it doesn't.
Is that your?
Because the or is both last year greater than 5,000 and this year greater than 2,000, and I understand that or. Oh, I guess this means this combination or this combination. Yeah, that's what it's saying. Okay, so it's this combination or that combination. Okay. So if I then come over here and put in a equal to 300 and greater than 300 or 3,000. Okay, so why did it decide to put quotes around it this time and not the other time? It should make its mind up and either put quotes or not put quotes.
Do you need a double equal?
Yes.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't think so. I think you got the wrong language, but anyway. No. You definitely didn't want that. Wrong language. Um, So it wants the 300, but the 200 doesn't have to be in quotes?
Maybe because you put the equal.
Something.
Yeah.
Well, now it's got an exclamation point. No,
Where's the exclamation point?
Oh, never mind, I just said you changed the query.
Okay,
is
so...
Drive number...
Wait a minute, I want to just execute this. So there it is. And apparently the 300 doesn't have a greater than 3,000, so I'm going to make it greater than 100 and see if that works. No. Then I'll make it...
You have your drive number as a...
300.
As a character or an integer?
I don't know. I don't remember. But the...
But still work for 200 with the...
But we're still, it should be, okay, so drive number equal, okay, so let's try drive number greater than 250. And it's still put, with the greater than, it's still put it in quotes. Okay, but now I'm getting something. Wait a minute. All right. Greater than 250. Okay, so the 400 is greater than 250. And it has a this year, I said greater than zero. So I can change that now that I know what's there and say greater than 100. And 4 is still popping up. Okay, so that's working. But why the quotes?
Because it's a 4. And you're trying to find the first 4.
Maybe it's just because it's being difficult.
That's more than likely.
Okay, so now I'm going to execute the query, and it gives me the same thing. So it was fine with my putting the quotes in. So that tells me that probably it was a string when I defined it as opposed to a numeric. But that gives me the ands and the ors, and very frankly, it was a lot easier to write it in SQL than it was to figure out what the ands and the ors and the buts are about. And that's frequently the case. Okay, and then if I say I want to do a sort by division department chair in an ascending order, yeah, Amy is now first and Ann is now next. So I can do in the query builder, I can, if you don't know SQL, it's supposed to help you build the SQL. Very frankly, it's easier to learn the SQL.
Now would this understand like substrings and everything like that? Not the query builder.
I believe that it does. I've tried different things on it. Let's try that for a minute. I mean, that's what I kind of would like to do is experiment today. So now if I said, can anybody think of a good subquery to put in here?
Let's do add year goal as...
So select...
Oh, you have a different... add or sum last year.
Okay. Sum last year.
As total. without adding anything else to it, see if that's...
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that I have that I had in common, and this really doesn't have anything in common, so...
I could do average last year as total, and then where last year is greater than total.
Wait a minute. As total, it's got to have another name.
Oh, I was just going to say change the sum. You could change sum to average.
Oh, right. And I need a comma there. Where, what did you say the where should be?
Where total one, I'm sorry, where last year is greater than total one. And then you could take out the whole sum. And just run it as average and see if it...
Okay, although the sum doesn't do any harm being in there.
So what if we did that as a subquery?
Wait a minute. Average total one where last year is greater than average total, wait a minute, average this year. An aggregate may not appear in the where clause unless it is in a subcategory contained in the having clause or a select list. Wow. Why would it do that?
Let's see.
So that obviously didn't work. Average, select the average of last year. Oh, we didn't have a group by. Well, we don't have a group by is our problem.
Okay.
There's no field really for a group by.
So you would end up making...
So really we need a different table or something to do that, that has more similar data. Because the drive table, if we went into the donation table, I think. Yes, sir. You looking for me?
I have a quick question. The question was the one of the classes was a Boston.
So did you find something that worked? The problem with drive is it has four fields and it has nothing in common. So getting a group, there isn't anything that I can group on. No, I don't know how sophisticated it goes. I honestly haven't tried that. I am new to SQL Server, so I haven't done as much in SQL Server. What did you get it to do?
I don't know. I need to start and see.
What table is it?
I'm using the DonorDB, so I'm... Now if not It's not taking the...
You can come look too.
No, I'm looking for you.
So I just ran, just tried to do an average year goal, group by state.
Average year goal, yeah, okay, year goal is in donor. And group by state, and it said no?
No. It let me close the, it let me finish the wizard. But then when you try to run it, it won't, it's just not recognizing something, but it won't really tell me. Donor table adapter is not a member of table adapter manager. Interesting. So that finishes that. Let's close this. Close that.
And unfortunately, the book doesn't go any further than that. They're nice enough to add where statements, but they don't really get into subqueries or... But that's a good thing. I will play around with this weekend. And if anybody gets something, let me know what you got.
Recognize functions?
Yes. I think that's all I did, is I did the grids, and I did the fields, and played around with the select statements in those, and that's really about what I did. That kind of finishes up that part of the book.
I wonder if you hard-coded it. It would probably give you more flexibility than the wizard, I think.
Oh, I think so, too. And that's what I will play with when I... this weekend, actually. That I'm glad you brought that up, and I'll play around with it. As I said, I haven't done that much with SQL Server. We started it last year, and that's a database that I just haven't played with much, so I don't know its limitations. There shouldn't be any, because SQL Server is in competition with Oracle, so it should be able to do anything Oracle should do. Okay, the next thing that we want to get into is a database. And basically, I want to just talk a little bit about databases. Okay, so, and updates of the database. So if you have an update, okay, you have, first of all, you need to really have keys on your fields so that you don't end up putting in duplicates. So it's important that you set up keys on all your fields so that you, that will, if you set up the keys, that avoids putting in duplicate records. And so you want to be sure that you set up your keys and let them tell you what to do. Okay? So then what you need to do is you need to be able to add a record. Okay? And we can either set this up, or actually before I put it in the end, you need to decide whether you're going to do the updates just with a grid or with whether you're going to use fields. Okay? So it's a different setup if you're going to use a grid and you're going to use fields. You've got to make that decision and decide how you want to handle it. The grid has the advantage of showing you everything, all the records at once. So if you're working off the grid, you've got all of the records available to you at one time, or not all of them, but you've got, in our database, you have all of them in the real world, but at least you have a scroll through kind of thing. With the fields, then you're really handling individual records if you're working with the fields. Okay, then the things that you need to be able to handle are, you need to be able to handle an add, a change, and a delete. Okay, so you will need to be able to handle all three of those. Now, the way we work with the database in Microsoft is that there are actually two steps to everything. You do an add, and that gets put into what I think of as temporary hold area. And then you have to actually click a button that makes it real. And that button that makes it real updates the actual database table itself. Okay, so you've got an add, and you've got to go through two steps. And the first thing, what are the things you have to check on an add? Right, so you have to check the key. Okay, so a unique key. Okay, so you've got to make sure that it's a unique key. If there are fields that are required, you have to put those in. So you have to look and see if there are required fields. Okay, so I may require that you put in the name. If it's a name of a person, if it's in person, I may require. So I may have certain fields that are required. And so in the add, you have to go through and you have to check and make sure that all the required fields are there. Okay? And there can be optional fields as well. Then what you do is you add it. And then there's another step, which is the commit when you're working with Visual Basic in this. So you have to do the add and then do the commit, okay? With a change, and you can also do more checking on the fields if you want to make sure that a field is numeric, if you want to make sure that it's within a name range. And these fall into both add and change. So add and change, you are looking to see if there is a, does a field have a range? Okay, so I have departments that run from 25 to 50. I can't put in a number that's outside that range. I have a code that is ABC. I can't go outside that range. So you have to, the fields have a range. Do they have two fields interconnect? So is there an interconnection? That means if the code is an A, then the amount can be between this range. If the code is a B, the amount can be between that range. So when you go and add a record and when you change a record, you got to make sure that all of these little rules and the update that I wrote for you that we're going to look on Tuesday does not do this. I could spend the rest of my life doing that. People hate updates because they're so picky, but they're not really challenging, in the sense that once I've written an update, it's the same thing over and over and over again. So the field has to have a range. It can have an interconnection that I have to have. It can have required fields and all of that kind of stuff. With the change also, can that field be changed? For example, an ID can't be changed. The key can't be changed. So if you want to do that, you've got to delete the record and then add it back in under a new key. Okay, you're not allowed to change it. So can the field be changed? And you have to check on all of the fields that come in. Are they required? If there is the data there? Does the data fall in the right range? Is the data in an interconnection thing? Does the data have to be a certain type? Okay, do I need it to be numeric? Do I need it to be string? Do I need different formats? All of that sort of stuff comes in, okay? And then with the delete, you have to decide how you're going to handle the delete. You definitely want something that allows you to confirm the delete. I mean, I have actually worked with a system and had to change it that it didn't confirm a delete. And that's one of those whoops and it's gone. So you definitely want to have a confirm a delete. Lots of times, the one I like best is when you go to delete, is that you bring them up and show them the record. And then, so that they see exactly what it is that they're going to be deleting. And then go ahead and let them do the delete if they confirm it. But I ask them to confirm that they want to delete, okay? So, and a delete has to be there for both a change and a delete. They must be existing IDs or existing keys, whatever the key is. It has to exist. Okay, so if I go in and try to change record 534 and there is no record 534, then I'm going to have a problem. Okay? Can anybody think of anything I've left out of there? And as I said, I'm not going to go through all of that because it's tedious, but I've got the basics in there. I'm just not checking on the fields as much as I could. But I've got the program, and I'm going to show you, we're going to go over that on Tuesday, that will actually make the change. But the other way you can do it is what we did this morning. If you drag that menu over, then you're all set. You can make all the changes you want by dragging the menu over. And it allows you to make the changes. But you know, any system, the minute you write it, you've got to write the update that allows you to change the system, because if you can't change a file, it's worthless. Okay, we are done. And we'll look at the delete, and then we're going to move on to web pages. The last week of classes will not be any classes. And I will try to get one more lab day in before then as well to try to give you time to get caught up.
I'm getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting there.